Welcome to another episode of Side Hustles and Turnbuckles with your host, Knuckles and Poppy. Now let's get that bell rung and get this thing started.
And welcome back to another episode of Side Hustles and Turnbuckles. I am your host, Knuckles.
I'm Poppy.
And today we have part of the team of Los Crudos in here, or actually Los fucking Crudos.
Well, today we're total fucking chaos, and it's a takeover here at Turnbuckles. We're going to kick some ass, and we're going to drink some water because I don't got time for beer, Daddy. We're on the road after this to our next fucking gig.
Hell yeah.
Fucking chaos day, and with me, I have the great 10 powerful Will Carroll. High-pitched Will. As everybody knows him.
Because he's from New York City.
Yeah, welcome to Texas for sure.
Yeah, sure. Welcome to Texas.
Well, so far it's going well. So far, so good.
New York City, get a rope!
Well, yeah, we ride subways and we don't ride cows like you guys do.
I've never rode a cow in my life.
I tipped over a cow one time. That was pretty cool.
Tell me about that.
That was fun. We were all just shit-faced. We're teenagers, big empty fields. And I live in a place where it's 2,000 people, a pop of 2,000 people, and you get bored on a Saturday night, you drink some fucking White Lightning and go tip over some cows.
You gotta wait for there to sleep, though, I hear. I've never done it.
Yeah, they don't actually fall asleep, so it's a fucking freak out every time. Because you push them and they freak out. They just get really scared and either kick you or run the fuck away.
Did you get kicked?
Not me, no, but I had a homie that got kicked right square in the nuts by like a 300-pound hamburger kick.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, he had a bruise on his nutsack and inner thigh for like fucking 2 weeks. Yeah, he showed it to us for sure. No doubt.
I'd rather ride the subway.
There you go. That's some Texas stuff to New York stuff.
All right. Yeah, I like that.
Okay. So, Avon, who's your partner over there in Amarillo?
Amarillo, it's going to be D. Beat Cooper. He's a part of Total fucking Chaos as well. He's been in the team now for what? How long?
You were first.
Yeah, for sure.
You were first.
For sure. And then D. Beat came along not too long after.
Yes.
And we're like the Texas division, you know, we've got East Coast, we've got California represented, California to Mexico, and Canada. I keep forgetting about fucking Canada.
Why would you? Well, Canada's like the opposite of Texas.
I don't know, maybe.
Yes,
you might be onto it.
Canada is the opposite of Texas.
But that's true, even I guess in like geography wise.
So kind of like a wrestling mafia. Y'all got family that branches like all over the place.
Yeah, we're a wrestling gang.
Gang. And you're going to take over.
We're taking over wrestling wherever we go. Whatever show we're on, TFC takes the fuck over because that's just what it is. It's chaos incarnate.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're going to get. We might do some drinking. We might have some violence. Yeah. We might have some other contraband on hand, but you never know what you're going to get.
It's a big mess. You can't have nice things because of total fucking chaos.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's
you can guarantee
whatever
show we're on, it's going to have the flavor, that seasoning, that special je ne sais quoi
that's
of TFC.
That's what it is, yes.
100%, without a doubt.
So there's going to be some evil shit cooking when chaos takes
shit.
Over.
Like evil. I said, that's what makes it chaos. Could be evil. Could be fun. No, could be fun. Fucking whatever it is.
Yeah, never know.
If we're there and we're having a good time, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
We get pushed a little. It's going to get a little fucking chaotic.
Don't mess around.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Don't mess around.
Yeah, that's how we work. We got to eat those, you know, fucking don't start shit and enjoy being around everyone.
Then we're cool.
Yeah.
But so are we looking at a chaos world tour right now?
We're kind of I guess it's
All right.
You know what? We haven't even put it that way, but I guess you could because they got Mexico on lock coming in April, and that's TFC crossing borders, and we got Canada, so we're kind of on the way to that. We're even, should we let them know our secret plan for a
total
overseas?
Well, whisper to me. Hold on. You can tell them.
We're even trying to reach out to Japan to get out there and spread. So it is a worldwide takeover. Now, did you put it that way? We didn't even really look at it.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Japan?
Yeah.
You heard of it?
Heard of it.
Big place.
And then kind of the liquor over there would be sake.
Yeah, I've heard of sake.
Think you could handle it?
Oh, yeah.
There's sake and then there's sake.
Sake and sake all goes together.
Sake.
All goes together. I saw Toxic Avenger, too. I know what Japan's all about.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, that's how we heard about Japan.
That's how that works.
That's what we learned about Japan.
Lloyd Kaufman showed me Japan already.
And
Uncle Lloyd taught me.
Now we know.
We got it. We'll see Toxie there. We're going to see a whole bunch of chaos.
Godzilla
would be dope.
Wow.
Godzilla lives there?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You know.
I grew up on Godzilla, man.
Hell yeah. You know.
You know Godzilla? You met him?
No.
Matter of fact,
I have a few kinfolks that think they're Godzilla. You could swear they look like
a couple of weeks, they're coming out with Godzilla versus Kong, too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that movie. All right, okay. Get a little fucked up, eat some popcorn, enjoy a flick.
Oh, that'd be nice. Get some popcorn. Do they have popcorn in Texas?
Of course we got fucking popcorn, too. No, they put steak on top of the popcorn, too.
Are you actually going to sit back and watch the movie, or are you just going to throw shit and talk to the screen?
We'll see. That's why. It depends.
We don't know.
It's in the moment.
If Godzilla looks at me wrong, I'm going to be upset.
Well, Evan, I gotta ask you, what's gonna happen with La Crudos?
Los Crudos are on. I wouldn't call it a hiatus. It's just we're in between gigs. So in between gigs, I get to put some time into Total Fucking Chaos. In the meantime, the ideal plan was this weekend to actually have them cross over and do a Los Crudos Total Fucking Chaos crossover. But unfortunately,
they wouldn't allow it.
Yeah, that they won't allow it. They canceled the event. And
because of that, they didn't want us. They didn't want. Oh, you
see, that's what happens when we're in the house. Tornado.
Warning. Warning.
Is that what that is?
They're looking for Troy.
No.
Godzilla's in the neighborhood. What?
He spoke his name, now is here. But yeah, unfortunately, that got canceled. Because it was going to be a cool crossover for the first time doing Total
Maybe
Fucking Chaos.
They were scared.
The whole event was scared. All right. The whole event was scared.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything that I said is true.
Yes, indeed. There's no doubt.
We need to start calling you Reverend Will because you're preaching the gospel.
I'll take it.
Reverend Will.
Do I have to go to church? Like church for that?
I hope not.
We'll see. I can't. I don't have time for that.
I got time for churches. I like 8-piece, spicy,
right?
Some mashed potato.
Do you have churches in New York?
Do you have churches in New York? That's an excellent question.
I've had it in other states. We do not have churches in New York.
Wow.
She's like, they don't have chicken espresso.
What kind of fried chicken you guys got in New York?
We have Popeyes and we have KFC.
All right.
Yeah. I've been to New York.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you do there?
Went to WrestleMania.
Oh, that's what's up.
What was the main event of that WrestleMania?
I don't remember.
So it sucked.
I think it was The Undertaker, but I don't remember who he wrestled.
So it was terrible. It wasn't anything very good.
Nah.
No, it was one of those manias. The Dallas one was good, though.
Yeah, it was good.
That was actually like the last real mania, I feel like, maybe.
Like the one that was at Cowboy Stadium and they kept saying it was Dallas, but it was Arlington?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Yeah.
You don't even know where they are.
Yeah. They kept calling it Dallas, and I was like, man, what fucking morons.
What morons. Those billion
fucking
dollar
WWE idiots.
Tomorrow, or when you're at Rocket Bar Fights or whatever.
Bomb City Bar Fights.
Bomb City Bomb Fights. Now, this guy that you're going to be with tomorrow, he was there at the last time. Didn't he come in and help you towards the end when you were getting ganged up on?
Yeah, that's D-Beat.
Okay.
D-Beat's a real one. Yeah. Shit was getting out of hand.
I know my.
Thank you. Thank you for that, by the way. Podcasters, pay attention to that. Do some research when you have your guests, for God's sakes.
Yeah,
during the event, things were going good. It looks like I was going to pick up a W. Mm-hmm. Then the dude's homie came out of nowhere, bum rushed me, started to beat me down, and D-Beat luckily was not too far and was there to help save my ass.
It's good that he was,
because that's what TFC is all about. We got each other's backs all the time, no matter what, no matter when, no matter where.
Yeah.
Well, it's good that he was there.
For sure. And that spreads out anywhere. You mess with anybody from TFC in New York, California, Canada, Mexico, another one is not too far. You better watch your ass.
Yeah. Now, y'all looking to recruit anybody else right now?
There's possibilities.
If they're cool.
You got your eyes on any prospects, Will?
If they're cool. There's a kid in Pittsburgh. His name is Brandon St. James. He's pretty cool.
I like the name.
Yeah, I like the name. He's pretty cool. But, you know, they got to be punk. You have to be punk to be in the game.
Oh, yeah.
You can't just, you know.
You got to live it. You got to eat it. You got to breathe it.
Yeah, and I know you are a juggalo. Is that what you told me earlier?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, juggalos are punks, too. So, I mean, but, you know.
They got their own culture, though. Yeah, I mean, they're part of the subculture. I mean, yeah, they're punks. They're even this version of today's hippies, in a way.
You got better soda.
Yeah,
that's true.
They got better soda.
I love Faygo.
We don't have like a punk soda.
No, we don't.
We need a punk soda. We need a punk soda.
I like that. Someone's got to work on that.
We drink Baja Blast and Taco Bell. That's what the
there it is, yeah.
We have Baja Blast.
We have Baja Blast. You spike it with some vodka.
Yeah, that's what the pump
said. That really would be a blast.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Ready for takeoff.
So is there a tornado coming?
You're safe. We're not going
to
go to Oz.
Oh, no. It was one of those kidnapping people alarms.
Am I kidnapped?
I think you're kidnapped now on the podcast. Yes.
There's an Amber Alert.
Yeah. Out for you now. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're like, he's missing from New York.
I hope they don't find me.
Everybody's stressing out.
Oh. They're looking for me. All
right. Yeah, everybody's stressing the fuck out.
I know.
Howard Stern's wondering where the fuck Will is right now.
There's that Will Carroll guy's missing. Just got an Amber Alert, so I think he's in Texas. What's he doing in Texas?
So this is the first time you're driving to Amarillo? Have you drove before?
Oh, no. I've been to Amarillo a shit ton. It's one of my favorite places to work, to be honest. Mm-hmm. The fans really like a story being told in the ring. And to me, that's super fucking important. I like that. That's what they pay attention to the most.
Yeah.
It's also surprisingly punk rock as fuck. Like, unexpectedly. There's areas like that.
I like the setup. When you go in, I mean, it's a bar fight for real.
Yeah, and
I mean, when they say that, they're not bullshitting. It's exactly. Actually a bar fight.
Yeah. So
I'm watching Roadhouse, the movie.
Exactly. So it's cool because it's 5 matches on the card at Bomb City Bar Fights, mm-hmm. typically. So it's 3 with the ring ropes on. Then they get to an intermission, and they tear down the ropes during the intermission. So the last 2 are legitimately bar fights. Like, you're guaranteed.
Is that going to be Hugh?
Yeah, probably. The first match that I had there was a bar fight. We took that thing everywhere. We fought on the pool tables. We fought in the back at
Good
picnic
God.
Tables. It was insane. We got chanted TFC in the parking lot as our 2 opponents ran away and drove away from the fucking arena.
They're not coming back.
And they're not coming back. They're not even going to be at this next event. They chickened the fuck out. So
they're probably still driving.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen? We're probably going to have... cops try and stop the event because it's going to get wild. Who knows what's going to happen?
What if something like that happens?
What do we do? I don't know. I mean, if cops come in, just...
I'll fight a cop. I think say this on the show
they're on the wrong side.
I will fight a cop in Amarillo.
That whole bar will get in. Like, the governor knows what's up.
You don't want to go in Amarillo jail.
They're not going to catch me. How would they catch
yeah,
me?
Yeah, we... You don't know. You guys are going to find out someday that we got...
You don't know
we got
Texas,
a way to...
You don't know these Texas cops.
We got a way to do things and run things.
There are towns that are like Mayberry from the Andy Griffith Show. Don't let it scare you.
I love the Andy Griffith Show. I mean,
but not all cops are like that. But I've been to Amarillo just
yeah.
Passing.
We'll see. So maybe we'll run into that situation someday. We'll have to find out the hard way. But
yeah.
Let's hope not, because I don't want to be watching the news. Well, I know
that that's our dark.
Haven in jail.
That's our real goal in Total Fucking Chaos is to have the best Dark Side of the Ring episode ever. To be made.
Make your own mockumentary dark episode of the
It won't have to be a mockumentary. It's going to get wild one day.
Did they find me?
Nope. Howard Stern is still looking for you right now.
Yep, he's still looking for
that
you.
That would be kind of cool to see a dark dark side of the ring with you guys.
I think it's going to...
Actually, we would call it darker side of the ring.
Yeah.
We already got stories. We've been together as a unit for a year.
A year.
It's the 1 year. A 1 year anniversary. He's here on the 1 year anniversary. It's fucking cool.
It's an army.
Yeah.
It's a
takeover. It is. Yeah. That's what we're trying to get to. And we're excited to bring other fans that feel like they're outside of the realm of what society deems as standards and they don't feel like they fit in. They fit in with us. That's what we are.
Well, what you need to do is you need to have a member in every state.
That's too many guys.
That's a lot of fucking guys.
If you're trying to take over the world, you need an army.
We have a guy in an igloo. how's the igloo guy?
Hey, man.
Just chilling.
God damn it. That was a good one. That was a good one.
I'm sorry.
I like that.
And if he was an igloo over there, I mean, would he actually be a punk in an igloo?
Hey, we could have a punk in an igloo. Oh, we could. Yeah. It could happen.
Oh, yeah.
It could happen.
If you see this, man, worldwide, you need a shirt. We need shirts because I would wear it everywhere. I would sport.
Oh, we're gonna be pushing all that merch out there.
Good.
Definitely. I heard that. I heard it.
Really?
I heard it.
All right.
I would wear it everywhere, dude. I would take it and show it everywhere.
Okay.
And I would wear it on our shows, and I would talk about it on our shows.
You don't even know if we're good or bad.
Even my buddy. Yeah. Support.
They seen Los Crudos go hard. We beat 2 guys in the cage, bloody, and we do some shit.
Oh yeah.
We get down.
Now we got another guy coming in here in a little while, so you may get to see him before you guys leave.
Oh yeah? Who's that?
Angel Camacho's on.
Oh, yeah. I know Angel. Angel's good people.
Is he an enemy of ours or a friend of ours?
He's a frenemy. Yeah.
So we might have to fight this guy in the
drink. We might have to fight this guy here in his fucking room.
Bringing any of his brothers.
Oh yeah, there's 4 of them.
We need to get the fuck out. This is a setup? What the fuck is this?
fight bar guys in the
Oh, the Camachos are cool people.
Yeah, they're cool.
Episode 7, now they're feuding with the Death Valley Retakes.
I hope. They even helped, they helped me destroy those two guys in a cage, so.
All right, so they're cool.
They're cool with us.
You made me nervous there for a second.
They're cool with us. They should be cool with
you
us.
You made me feel like I'm about to fight four guys in the fucking parking lot.
Yeah. Hey, we might. That's chaos. That's total fucking chaos.
Hell yeah, it is.
It's not even Friday yet. It's Thursday. I'm down for a fight.
Every day's a fight.
But we're outnumbered? Are you on their side or our side?
That's him.
No, you can't fight. That's a big guy.
He's a big guy, dude.
He weighed over 500 pounds.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
He's a nice guy.
I can't even hit him with the car. If I hit him with the car, I think
we hurt the car more and more when you hurt him.
Jesus, you guys set us up. No. What the fuck is going on?
He's going to be relaxed.
He's here.
He's going to be chilled. He's coming from getting a haircut, so he's going to be chilled and he's going to be relaxed. Right.
I'm the most angry after I get a haircut.
Yeah.
Is it a haircut or is it a shave?
So, Avon, let me ask you this question.
Yeah, shoot.
Is there going to be another GWF tag title match soon?
Man, we hope so. That GWF tag titles are collecting a little dust right now. They need to collect some more blood, but we're really trying to get out there.
They're the longest. I mean, I can't never complain about anybody not fighting for their title.
Yeah.
I used to say Brock, and then I say in Roman. You guys.
Yeah, we've been sitting on those titles. We have had two defenses so far. But
in over 2 years.
Yeah, okay. No doubt. But granted, it is in the works to have more GWF matches at DFW All Pro.
Yeah.
It is happening. We've had a defense already there, GWF title defense. Not us, but other title defenders have defended their titles at DFW All Pro. So I think and within time we'll be doing the same.
Hey, I got an idea I'm gonna do for you guys this weekend, next weekend. They're doing a DFW X hardcore show.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I am going to take Chaos and put a poster board out and carry it with us.
Fuck yeah. Definitely. Oh, yeah. Definitely be doing
sure
that.
That
it'd, be a it'd be a takeover.
Yeah.
Yes, do that, please. Yeah, and then we'll share it, put it on the show's thing, and we got synergy going on here.
We like that.
Well, we got to help take over, you know, right. Orchestrated.
Are you telling us all your guests, though, or are we special?
You're special.
Yeah.
Even with a big guy coming in here after us, you're going to tell him I like these guys better? Is that what you're going to tell him?
Well, this will be his first time being here. This is their second time being here.
That's true. They did put up Los Crudos signs at the shows, so they're down.
Yeah.
Okay. They're down.
Right, okay.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't just Los Crudos. It was Los fucking Crudos.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
I'm skeptical of podcasters, you know what I mean? You never know. They tell you what you want to hear.
Oh, no. These guys are awesome.
All right. Okay. All right.
They're cool.
I'm running for president.
Oh, there's...
I'll vote for you.
I mean, I think it's better than the other two options we have at this point, so that'd be cool.
Absolutely, yeah. I vote for this guy,
Unless
I get beat up in the parking lot, then I'm not...
Well, then we can't vote. Then we'll be dead.
So what's next after Amarillo?
After Amarillo, what was planned next in the books was for...
Total Domination.
Friday night to be Bomb City Bar Fight. Then Saturday was going to be NAW at the Thunder Bike Rally, Thunder Rally, and... that got canceled because our opponents chickened out. So we're trying to fill in some space. Yeah. So if any podcasters out there hear this and you got to open Saturday or maybe early Monday, get us in. And we're looking to spread the word of TFC 100%.
I think if all goes well, I think the weekend you're going to have to recover from all.
That's usually how that works.
All that you're going to go through. Welcome him into Texas.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be killing some bottles. That's for sure. That's for sure. Saturday night's going to get rough. I'd let you know that
I'm excited, Will.
That's why
I showed up.
He's saying, can you hang?
That's why I showed up.
I should say Friday night's going to get fucking wild. Yeah. Saturday will too. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Sunday too. And then Monday morning, I think.
I don't leave till 6 p.m. on Monday.
So then you're going to be getting fucked up all the way till Monday morning.
I was drunk. I was in the Orlando airport and I had a 4-hour layover. So I went and got some margaritas. It was wonderful. I was just kind of drunk wandering around the airport. I was
Florida.
This is great.
Well, at least you made your plane.
I was like, this is where I need to be. No matter what happens, I need to be here at some point. And like, you know, once it got kind of close, I kind of sat down. Like, I was getting kind of tired. Going, if I fall asleep
and miss your shit,
this is playing, I'll feel real sleepy.
How long was your flight overall?
I don't really look at clocks.
What time did you get on the plane in New York? It was like 3, right? Or 4?
No, it was a lot earlier than that.
No shit?
Yeah, I was in Orlando for like 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, yeah. I felt like you messaged me. You're like, I'm on the plane, and you were here only like four hours later.
You had time to go to Universal Studio, Disney World.
Dude, you missed out on something.
I met the mouse. The mouse is walking around the airport.
Oh man, that fucking mouse.
I met the mouse.
Piece of shit.
Kick his ass. Most corrupt.
Disney needs some TFC in their life.
Yeah, just stare down, and he kept walking.
That's right.
Keep walking.
That's
mouse.
Right.
You know what I saw though, and you're not gonna believe me. A woman. There was a lot of Disney adults in the airport. They were all leaving Disney or all going to Disney. A woman had on. Have you seen this movie Ratatouille?
Yeah.
All right. Have you seen this movie? It's about a rat that lives in a man's hat.
Yep.
And controls him to cook dinner.
Mm-hmm.
That's the premise of the film.
Right. Yeah.
So this woman had this chef's hat on, and it had an animatronic rat that popped out every couple minutes, and she wore it on the plane. She wore it the whole way to here.
Yeah.
The little rat.
Being from New York, you would probably not want to see a rat coming out of somebody's hat.
Yeah, maybe you got like rat PTSD.
Right. Yeah, a little rat. But I know this is a good rat. I know he's a good chef.
Would you allow that rat to cook for you?
I think he has. I think he has cooked for me. So it was fun. But it lit up too. It was like a real distracting hat.
That's.
I would have took it off.
That's really.
You know, I've never been to New York, but I want to go to New York. I've always wanted to go to New York. Never been.
I've been there.
My favorite movie of all time is The Warriors.
Oh.
Yeah. We were talking about this last night.
Yeah, we could recreate that.
If you want to some Warriors.
Stabbed or something.
No, I don't want to get stabbed. Or get thrown under a subway train.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's how it is.
I mean, you can be like Ajax and try to like solicit a prostitute and turn out to be a cop and get busted on the bench.
Yeah, that happens all the time, actually.
I'd rather go that way out.
All right, yeah, we can arrange that.
I don't want to be like Cleon either and get my ass beat by a bunch of riffs.
That happens too.
All these things
are very possible. Yes.
Yeah, that's how us Texans link to New York is through movies. Like, I'm pretty sure Jason Voorhees is just walking around Manhattan.
I've seen him, just showing his face,
scaring punks.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. Taxi driver, you walk around. You drive around.
You're talking to me?
Yeah. You drive around fucking scum of the goddamn earth. Fucking, I wish people would be washed away. That's how it is. You feel that way. Yeah.
Well, we got people like that that talk like that here. It's just that they're sitting on their front porch and they're old, cranky people.
Okay, so here in Texas, we have like, here, I should say more, in the DFW area, we have like a Texas quote-unquote theme park, and that's like the Stockyards. It's fucking cows, cow shit, you know, spurs, cowboy hats, the whole nine. They walk the cattle around, right? So that's what I call it. So does New York have an equivalent of something like that that's like a tourist can go and like, this is a New York theme park?
Oh, yeah, anywhere, get on any subway.
That's it? It's a subway system, huh?
Yeah, get on any subway, and sometimes you'll just be like, I'll just get on wherever one shows up first, and wherever it takes me, I'll go. And it's always scary. It's always a bad decision. You've always made a bad decision.
Since you're a punk,
yeah.
One of my really good friends is Bill Manspeaker, the lead singer of Green Jello.
Okay.
And
he's from that.
He's from that too. He talks about back in the day when they were playing at, when they were just getting started, they were opening for the Ramones.
Yeah. And have you heard of this band?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
And the Ramones. This is before the Ramones got really big, and they were playing at some, I don't know where it was, some union hall or something.
Okay. Right.
And he said that the fans of Green Jello started throwing Green Jello when the Ramones were playing. So they got, said the Ramones got so pissed they threw Bill over the back wall, over the back fence of this place.
Mm-hmm.
Bill said they picked me up and threw my ass over the.
Yeah. Imagine getting all the Jello out of your hair, that long black hair though. That would suck.
It does suck.
That would.
He's a cool guy. I got to introduce you to him. You probably like him.
Oh no, I do. I know the guys from Green Jello. They got.
Did you know Maynard was in Green Jello?
I guess I did not know that.
He's the one that says, I didn't know that.
That's pretty
little
crazy.
Little pig, let me. And he's the one who goes, not by the hair. I'm like, you need James. I never knew that. I didn't know that James Maynard was in freaking Green Jello. And I asked Bill, I said, hey, is there any way that you could get us to meet him? He's like, no, he's an asshole. But he'll tell you he's an asshole.
All right, well. All right.
I could imagine that.
I could see that. Yeah, makes sense.
So what so far from your Texas trip has surprised you the most of being what you didn't think it would be?
Seen any Texas shit.
I guess that's true.
I haven't seen what I pictured. Like, what I see in a movie is Texas, I have not seen yet.
Like, dust.
The dust.
Well, you want to go to West Texas.
That's where we're going.
Yeah, we're going to see
That's where we're going to be.
We're going to see
I can guarantee
soon.
That.
If it don't rain, you might see some dust.
I haven't seen any dust. I haven't seen a cowboy hat, except for that Arby's we went by.
That's
take
true.
Take him to the stockyard, Sunday.
Oh yeah, that's we're doing that. I think doing, we're yeah. gonna. I think we're gonna crash an event actually at the stockyards on Sunday. So we'll see.
Matter of fact, there's a restaurant there you could take him to. They make calf fries. Give him some calf fries.
What's that? I don't even know what that is. Cat fries?
Calf fries.
Oh, calf fries. What's I was like, fries? Cat fries. Whoa.
Calf fries or bull's balls?
Bull's balls.
Is it good? You've never had it.
I've had it one time in my life.
Tell me what
I got tricked.
Tell me the story. What happened?
My uncle, I went to the restroom. I came back. He had ordered them. He said, "Here, try one of these." I thought it was a chicken nugget.
What does it look like? A chicken nugget?
Yeah, kind of like a chicken nugget, like a fucked up looking nugget.
Okay.
And when I tried it, he told me what it was, and I'd already swallowed it. And I was like, why do I feel violated right now?
Did it taste weird?
No, it tasted all right. Matter of fact, it tasted so good that like next time we went there, I had them.
Oh, wait, that's what's up. All right, so they're good.
You want some chow nuts? I'll try some chow nuts.
Yeah, I'll eat that.
Okay, you've had chicken. Have you ever had chicken livers?
I don't know.
You need some fried chicken livers and gravy like it from Chicken Express.
That'd
be pretty cool, yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. All right, yeah.
That's another thing. What else is out there?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Some rattlesnake tacos.
I would have a
rest. They go pretty hard.
What's that place that Dimebag and them used to go to?
Yeah, that's where they have it, Campo Verde.
Yeah, Campo Verde.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never had rattlesnake tacos.
No?
No, because I don't like snakes. And one of my friends says it tastes like chicken.
Yeah, it's good as fuck.
Well, if it tastes like chicken, I want chicken. Because I don't know, I'm scared to death of snakes. I hate
snakes. Like gator's good as shit, too.
I hate gator.
Yeah, it's the same as rattlesnake almost. Like, it just doesn't have that sea... That like weird oceany back taste that gator has.
Have you had the rattlesnake pizza in Las Vegas?
No, dude, I'm definitely gonna do that this time around. What the fuck?
Rattlesnake pizza. I'm in.
It's just like little sausage balls, but it's a rattlesnake.
Oh, I'm in.
If you don't tell me what it is, I'll try that. I'll probably not freak out.
You have to know what it is. It's part of the experience.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell me afterwards because you're not gonna sit here staring at it forever.
No, it's delicious, man. It's delicious.
Just because your shitty uncle tricked you once.
Well, that too, and I hate snakes because there's a house back in, behind this house, and I used to live in it, and during the rain, I used to have holes in the wall, and water moccasins would come into my house.
Oh, dude, fucking water moccasins are scary as fuck.
And they're poisonous. And yeah. I go to the bathroom, and they're coiled up, two of them are coiled up in my bathroom, and I'm like,
fuck that.
Shut the door.
What do you do?
Run.
You eat them. Oh.
Well, I had to go get my dad, and my dad came out there with a knife and picked one of them up, and I was sitting there trying to bite him while he's picking it up, and just...
Holy shit. I want to do something like that.
Welcome to Texas.
I used to have an aunt that would take one and swing it like this, like a rope, and then pop it until its head came off. And that's how she'd kill it.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah, but you're going to try to take a chance of it biting you if it bites you. Kill you.
Dude, that's true.
That's punk rock, man.
Punk rock is surviving, though.
All right, so Avon and I just met yesterday. If he had to be the one to call my parents and say I died from a snake bite, I think that's okay.
That's the most Texas thing I think you could report back with.
Hey, you don't know who I am, my friend. My name is Avon. I'm Will's friend. Oh, hello, Avon. An unfortunate accident happened. He was bit by a poisonous water moccasin.
I mean, could you just see your parents going, I fucking knew it. I knew that was going to happen. And when he went down there, we tried to tell him not to go.
Yeah,
not to play with the
happen.
Snakes. And
thanks,
he played with the snakes.
For the call, even.
That's how that would have gone.
Yeah, that's how that would go.
Now, we got Texas dogs here. For Texas, we're known for our dogs in the yard.
Okay.
We got a big old Great Dane that lives in the house up there with
like
us.
Like Marmaduke?
Yeah, like Marmaduke.
Like Marmaduke.
She's huge. Her name is Daisy. She's a big baby. Okay. And then we got a little tiny little chihuahua.
What's the chihuahua's name?
Cinnamon. And she runs the house. She runs the bigger dog. Okay. The bigger dog is scared of her.
So the little dog pays the bills and shit and goes to work. And
Little dog steals the big dog's food all the time.
Oh.
Little dog walks around like she's
oh, goddamn
shit.
Little dogs. All
right.
That's punk.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's not punk to starve a big dog.
It is.
You feed the
I want to get her a little spike, little collar put around her neck.
That's punk. That would be cool.
She sings.
So, what does a dog sing like?
When she sings to you play Easy by the Commodores and she just starts howling for some reason.
Can you do an impression of it? Why did you bring it up?
I don't know.
The fuck did you bring it up with? You're not going to do it.
Okay. There you go. I get it.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got a question for you, Will.
Yeah.
What is it that really made you want to put together TFC and send it out into the world?
Good question. When I was in XPW, I was begging. I was like, please hire Chuck Stein. Yeah, I want to start like a punk group. And I think Rob Black wanted it to be like like a job squad, like a bunch of losers, because he thought I was like a fucking loser for some reason. I don't know why.
That's fucked.
Yeah, right. So he was always like, he's like, yeah, he's like, oh, I know, that punk shit is sucks. That punk shit sucks.
Really? Oh, this is the same guy that had Jimmy, the homeless dude, in the shopping cart.
That's not punk. That's
I know, but I'm just saying he was saying punk, and yet he'll being homeless.
He hates punk, so he would never like give me like the chance to do what I wanted to do. And I had this guy Tuco Montez out in California who was a punk wrestler. I was like, I can have these two punk guys. He's like, oh, it's fucking stupid. So as soon as I got fired, I was like, well, I'm gonna make do this on my own, I guess. So it's kind of like I said, I just started scouring the internet, looking at wrestling show flyers from all around the country. And if I'd see a punk guy on a flyer, I'd go, who's this guy? And I'd track him down. That's how I found Haven. Who's this guy in this flyer? And I found him. I go, oh, this guy's cool. Check his shit out. And then everyone just kind of joined one by one. So that's the...
See, enough. You make enough noise that it gets back to XPW, and they're going to go, why don't we let this guy go? Good idea.
He'll hire an assassin to come cut my thumbs off. That's what'll happen.
But secretly, are you kind of wanting that to happen? Like, do you want XPW to be like, fuck, why did I let him go?
Oh my God, absolutely, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yes.
Maybe you can just not only just create your own stable, but maybe you can create your own punk promotion.
That's a lot of work.
Dude. Yeah,
that is a lot of fucking work. Any promotion's a lot of fucking work.
Wrestling promoters have one thing in common. They're mentally insane.
And they make no money.
So
what the fuck?
They do a lot of work. We're talents. We're not promoters.
That's true.
We're not workers.
We just come and fuck shit up, get paid, and go home.
Yeah, we go home.
Hell yeah.
We get drunk. We look cool on the internet. We leave.
That's true. Let's talk about that. Yeah. Let's talk about looking cool on the fucking internet.
Yes.
God damn. That spot with the nail gun. Have you guys seen this shit?
What?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Do you have it anywhere available on your phone, you think?
Yeah, I'll find it real quick.
You guys got to see this crazy shit. So another member of ours, Chuck Stein.
Detroit
division pulled off some sick deathmatch shit.
With a nail gun?
With a fucking nail gun.
I've seen people go as far as staplers.
No, this thing, it blew up. Like, holy I didn't, shit. Will didn't even send it to me. I ended up just seeing it floating around the internet, and I was like,
I've seen some crazy shit done in CZW, and I got a bunch of it back there on TV. Right. But a nail gun, that has to top it.
Yeah, I mean, with that one thing he did, I can't even count how many millions of views he's got already. It was on WorldStar. It was on fucking WorldStar.
Okay, is this guy going to be in your stable?
He is in our stable. Oh, yeah, he's probably like the muscle of the group, I would say. He's Kevin Nash of the group.
Would you do that?
As Will had put it. No.
We don't like the moves to happen to us.
Yeah, that's the goal is to other people. Yeah, it's to damage other people.
That's what I mean.
Would we nail gun someone else? Yeah, I would nail gun someone.
Yeah,
I would nail gun someone if they deserved it.
Yes. I think if you also look at the perspective, as we're all like kind of like horror movie villains, we all have different weapons. So I think Chuck's is like the nail gun now for sure.
Avon, yours has got to be the bottle.
Yeah, the bottle's pretty much been it for me. Yeah.
We need to get DB has a chain, I've noticed.
Yeah, DB does have a chain, and I think the chain is his thing.
The chain is good. Our friend Kyle from Canada, he has a Monster Energy drink bat. It's a bat covered in cans.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
I figured I was going to get profiling with a hockey stick or something.
You know?
It's not a bad idea. It's a little too, it's a kind of offensively Canadian.
What? You're telling me to be offensive if you beat somebody with like a beaver? Like a stuffed beaver?
It's offensive, yeah. A beaver covered in
where are you living at? In like the Dakotas? Yeah. Like
dude, they're there. They're there. All right. We'll smother someone with
what's going to be your weapon as a manager?
I just hope these guys win by any...
Just your mind.
His mind.
Anything you can do to make sure these guys win, that's what I do. Whatever it takes.
Haven,
whatever it takes. Whatever you need me to do, I'll do it.
Well, we're going to call you Felix because you're going to have a bag of tricks.
Hey-o!
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
a little zinger there. I like that.
I like that.
I grew up in the 70s watching the good cartoons.
Well, let me describe my internet's not working. Let me describe the nail gun spot.
Okay.
JJ Allen is lying on the ground. Chuck Stein, what do I do to keep this in? He keeps kicking out of everything. All this shit has happened. A real war has progressed. He just won't stay down for the three count. A nail gun comes out.
Stay down.
He nails him down in the little fat on the back of his arm. One, two, three. That finally gets him down. It took four or five people to get him off the ring. butt. Yeah.
And, oh, man.
And he actually did get, like, a staph infection.
Here we go.
Not the footage because I can't find it, but that's the article from World Star
that played
the video.
Yeah. That's real. That's real.
Oh, wow.
We don't mess around. Total fucking chaos wins matches.
Well, I guess he'll carry that Nogan with him to the ring.
Well, if we need it.
TFC ain't nothing to fuck with, and it's flat out.
Well, it's nice knowing you got a contractor when you need one.
That's funny how true that is.
Yeah, no doubt. You can even give him that nickname. You know, you're El Baracho. He can be the contractor.
I can mean so many different. He'd be like a contractor assassin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever not seen the movie The Accountant with Ben Affleck?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. This guy's got some ideas.
Yeah,
right?
He had some good ideas.
Yeah, I told you he's pretty cool.
I am a movie fanatic.
All right. I'm always skeptical.
And I am a writer.
No, I am a writer. Not here in Texas, homie. Nobody's.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no one's got control of us here.
And I write like horror poetry stuff. Yeah. Really dark.
Scary. Something that would scare me. Something that would give me nightmares.
So what's...
I'll show you some up here.
All right, yeah.
I like that. So what's you two guys, like, limits of getting into deathmatch? What do you guys... Where does it stop you as fans? Like, this is too far for me.
Dies.
Oh, shit. That's hardcore. What about yourself?
Oops,
what's
that? My bad.
Like, what's your limit for a deathmatch?
With my limit?
Where do you stop watching at? You're like, this is too much.
I don't have a limit.
Oh, hell yeah. We got some hardcore motherfuckers here.
The nail gun was like, hell yeah. The nail gun wasn't all
the one they had at the hideout was intense. It was pretty bad. Badass.
That was not the intense. That's not the most intense I've seen. I've seen stuff far worse than that. I've seen like better pencil matches in CZW. I've seen cactus. I've seen them with cactus.
We need to do
some
cactus. We're in Texas. That would be a good idea.
I would go into a cactus.
Do a cactus
really?
Match.
I would do it. So Pondo was real. Pondo got real sick from that.
Oh, man, Pondo.
What?
Yeah, because we were at another show in Pondo's area. He was like, hey, man, don't do the. We can't do them pencils. I got real sick from that. Don't be doing that.
Where was Necro Butcher?
Do you want to hear my Necro Butcher impression? Pondo hit the pencils and got like a blood infection.
Fucked
up in the hospital for like 2 weeks or something.
That's wild.
Yeah, so don't do the pencils if you're listening to this.
Pencils bad.
Pencils are bad. Pondo says no. No pencils.
No pencils allowed in wrestling. That's probably a smart move right there to do that.
Excuse me, I'm going to read a poem real quick.
Okay, read this poem.
You want me to read it out loud?
You can if you want.
I'll read it in a Bela Lugosi voice.
There you go.
Any thoughts you have of coming out of there, you quickly need to dispel. Once you open that door, you're in the mouth of madness. Welcome to hell. You better truly think about... You better think, truly contemplate decision before just a few. Because once you enter those doors, there will be truly no help for you. Maybe it's time you stop for once and listen to that little inner voice. You really think before you open that door. For once, make the right decision. You can hear the screams coming through the walls in another room. And you can't really fathom what waits for you in there, because it may be your doom. Everything tells you to turn back. You can't imagine the horrors that are in there. But something is driving you forward. You have to know what waits for you, as if you care. But evil eventually wins over you as you turn the knob and enter slowly, opening the door. As the door slams shut, a scream escapes in the darkness. Then there's no more. That's a good poem.
Well, that's good shit.
That's a good poem. Thanks for letting me read that on the podcast.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I like that. I got a little chills.
Yeah, that was scary. He told us it was scary.
He did tell us it was scary.
And it was scary.
That's legit. I like that, man.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
And awesome.
Yeah, we all like this wrestling podcast is just a poetry reading. I have a small glass of tea I'm going to sip.
We're going to do some slam.
Yeah, well, you're going to slam.
I'll do some slam.
I'll read another spooky one.
The spooky stuff worked. We need more spooky stuff. We need more spooky stuff. We need a spooky punk.
It's summer. No, it's summer.
Summer. But yeah, we're far. We need like a spooky punk guy.
Do you know that JD Horror guy?
I do not.
So this guy in California, JD Horror, I was thinking of adding him too.
That'd be pretty cool.
I like the name.
Yeah. He's a deathmatch guy. He's He's been around for a while. He's pretty. I've been in talks to him.
Nice.
But just one at a time. Don't jump the gun.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like
for
when the NWO. Here's what went wrong with the NWO. They just added.
Yeah, like Virgil.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
Yeah, no Virgils.
Well.
Maybe Vincent's. Just kidding.
That's sure. No, because remember he was.
That's what's.
No, wrestling nerd talk. Virgil was making fun of Dusty Rhodes. Vincent was making fun of Vince McMahon. So we need like a Roberto, like making fun of Rob Black. This is Roberto. And he's like this real fucking loser.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's the game.
Oh, Roberto,
there.
Dude. That's brilliant. Yeah. That's actually kind of brilliant.
Yeah. Just to drive the point home that we hate him.
Yeah. And as wrestling fans, for you two, like, what's been your favorite thing to happen so far in the short year? Like, I know we're only like halfway into March, yeah, but so far since this year started, what's been your favorite things to happen in wrestling so far?
Yeah,
for like the indie promotions or
anything in general, anything wrestling, anything that has a. Yeah.
As like, far as DFW All Pro, I think it's pretty cool that we're starting to see DFW All Pro X.
Oh yeah, that the so, X Division, or I shouldn't call it the X Division, but their extreme or hardcore side,
and that was actually pretty cool to.
Yeah, it's cool to see them dipping their toes.
They're finally stepping up and making things better for DFW All Pro.
Yeah, that's nice. So you feel like it's the product is better because it's more like they get to be more real that way. That's why you like it.
To
more,
me, to me, it's a little bit better than WWE because WWE ain't doing much.
That's cool. I'm glad that fans like what we're doing here locally that much.
To be honest with you, whenever I first started doing this, I didn't know wrestling was as big as it is here in Texas. I thought maybe there was little indie promotions and they were just so small. Because, I mean, when I was a kid and I was a teenager back in the 80s, my dad used to take us to go watch the Von Erichs. So we'd go and on a Monday night go to Roy Rogers Coliseum, that place would be packed, sold out. For a Monday fucking night.
Yeah.
For during school. And then on Fridays, it'd be packed out the Sportatorium. And it's a football state.
Yeah.
Where everybody on Friday nights during high school is watching football. But they're all at these fucking wrestling shows. So, I mean, the Von Erichs were gods back then.
So that gives me two things I want to talk about. Who else was on those shows that we would know besides the Von Erichs?
Well, let's see. You have Snake Roberts. Okay. You had... Bruiser Brody.
So you saw guys like that.
Yeah.
Here that was like not even a luxury. Here that was like almost a standard.
That's dude, amazing. I met Bruiser Brody at like a freaking Six Flags one day.
What year did he die?
87.
87. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Amazing. That's amazing.
And I used to work for, I was a waiter for Waffle House. And I don't know if y'all have any Waffle Houses in New York.
Not in New York, but I've been to before. Okay. Yeah.
No, we need to go get in a fight at a Waffle House. That's what we do in Texas.
I used to wait and be a waiter at a Waffle House, and Axeman King Parsons used to come to this Waffle House every day.
Who?
Axeman King Parsons, he used to be one of the wrestlers during the Von Erich days.
Okay.
And he would tell me stories about...
Legend.
He would tell me everything about the Von Erichs and how Bruiser Brody died and how Chris Adams died.
Yeah.
And, dude, you're talking about, like, some of the guys that came from here, like Undertaker. He didn't come from exactly... The Von Erichs, but he did come from GWF and what was it after the USWF?
USWA.
USWA. He came from that, and then that's Stone Cold did too.
Yep.
And I met Stone Cold back then when he was.
Wild.
And then the Undertaker's manager, Paul Bearer, was Percy Pringle.
Yeah.
That we all used to say he was gay when he'd come out. We'd call him gay names, you know.
It was a different time.
It was.
We didn't know how spooky he was yet either.
Yeah. And to find out later on that he really was a real embalmer, that he used to work in funeral homes.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's creepy. I couldn't be around that many dead bodies. Punk rock.
Right.
You guys can. That's punk.
I mean, if there's enough money on the table.
All right, here's the second thing. You're asking about the year highlights. Did you guys see the Iron Claw movie?
Oh, yes, we did.
So let's talk about that for a second, because I've never been to Texas before. So I'm seeing this getting a kind of a vibe of Texas kind of from that.
Yeah.
Did you think they did a good job with the movie?
To a point, but I don't think it was 100% accurate.
Okay.
I think, you didn't mention Chris Von Erich at all.
Yeah.
And you didn't mention him till the end, and you didn't mention Jack except towards the end.
Okay.
And they fake one, Lance. They just showed Lance for like a spell.
Yeah, for like 15 seconds or something like that.
Okay.
And when David or when Mike died, they actually made like the Von Erichs found him at the park. It wasn't the Von Erichs that found him, it was police officers because they were looking for him for like a couple of days.
Okay.
And this police officer and his dog found him in a sleeping bag.
Okay.
And then when Carrie killed himself, they made like in the movie, that it was Kevin that found him in the front yard, but Kerry shot himself in the back field behind the house.
Okay. And, so a few minor details up.
But I mean, it was still a great movie.
Yeah, did you feel like it was Texas? Like, yeah, like they had shot it?
Like how they did that sportatorium? Oh, my God. The way that looked. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, right? The way they made it feel like the sportatorium was here still.
Yeah. And I was like, where did the hell they do that at? How'd they get that for a look?
They should have put that in the old spot just fucking have it there, man. They should have put like a rebuilt.
I still want to go over there to where it used to be.
Yeah, the field.
Yeah, where it stood. I was just about to go over there. And I would still like to go to their, I looked up that field where it's at, over off of Industrial and Cadiz in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Then I also looked up where the Von Erichs are buried at. And did you know, here's something weird. You know how Kerry was always Fritz's favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Fritz is buried on top of Kerry.
What?
He's not buried with his wife. He's buried with Kerry.
That's wild. That's I didn't know that. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
But I'm not saying anything bad about Fritz, but it's just the fact that, to me, I think he was hard on his boys, and he always had his favorites. He ranked them in order, and you don't do that with your kids. You love them all equal.
Makes them crazy.
Yeah.
What's they're all buried here in like the DFW area still?
Yeah, they're all buried. They're buried all in Denton.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah, and I think even Doris finally got buried there when she passed away. But her and Fritz are not even buried together. He's buried. Like
That's fucking wild.
He's buried on top of Kerry.
Well, yeah, man. Shit, that's weird.
I'm sure Kerry's on like going, man, fuck that.
You're heavy.
Well, my view of the movie was that some of the characters that they had didn't impress me none. No.
Like the ones they made up or the ones that were depicted as real people, you mean?
The guy that played Ric Flair.
Yeah,
that one was bad.
Yeah,
that one was bad.
Ric Flair and Harley Race.
Harley Race looked good.
I thought Harley Race was pretty.
I thought he looked really
pretty
good.
On.
Yeah,
but I agree with you with Ric Flair. That was kind of.
And I thought the guy that played Terry Gordy looked really good.
For real, yes.
And Michael Hayes looked okay. And,
yeah, well, those guys are real wrestlers. They wrestle in NWA.
And they should have showed the Freebirds. They should have had more wrestling stories because I mean, there's a lot of. They should have showed what you know the curse behind the whole. The company, like how a lot of the wrestlers died over the years, like Gino Hernandez.
I think that could be like a whole nother movie, even like the story of the sportatorium alone.
Yeah. You know now they're talking about doing another movie like that, but they're going to do the Hearts and they want to do the Guerreros.
Oh, that'd be cool. So, I did hear about the Guerreros being spun out there. That would be cool.
I'd be the first one to go see that.
Yeah, that'd be a cool one.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I'm going to tell you right now, I miss Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie was the heart of the Guerreros, man. And I grew up watching Chavo and Mondo and World Class. And then when Eddie came along and Chavo Jr., they were just awesome to watch. But Eddie was just the whole
next
Latino,
level, next
the whole
level.
Latino heat, and then the matches he had with Ray, even in WCW.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got to live in New York, so you got to go. I'm sure you got to see the whole ECW thing in Philly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was Paul Heyman was a fucking genius in my book.
Yeah.
And we were talking. Did you guys get to watch ECW down here?
Oh yeah, dude.
Did you guys get to watch it through tape trading, or you got internet?
We got cable. We had it on cable.
Yeah, we had it on cable.
My dad had a rigged cable box, where we got all the free cable.
That's what I was telling you. That's what happened with us. My dad ripped off a cable box, and it had the Madison Square Garden channel, and they would play ECW on like midnight or 2 a.m.
And dude, all we had to do every now and then is the guy would come over, and the signal might get scrambled. So he would come back over every now and then and readjust it and put it back out. And we'd have it. My dad would have to take him to the box. And he'd do something to the box for a few minutes and then hook it back up and we'd be ready to go again.
Hell yeah.
So, I mean, we watched the ECW. The only thing that I hated about ECW was that when it got closed down, and Vince McMahon bought over all the companies, instead of being stupid, and he did what I think he should have done was he could have kept WCW going. They could have kept ECW going with Paul Heyman running it and just funding it.
That was the initial idea even.
But he just took him and he stripped all the people and he let a bunch of them go.
Yeah.
And then he put back ECW as this fucking watered down bullshit that had Big Show as the champion.
Yeah.
Like, give me a fucking break, dude. Paul Heyman's over there going, dude.
Yeah, no shit.
So I have a theory that he made it bad on purpose because he was sick of people chanting ECW whenever someone brought out a table.
That's a fucking cool theory.
Holy shit when something happened in WWE.
Yeah.
Because to this day, that holy shit chant came from ECW.
So whenever anyone would bring out a table or chair, people would chant ECW. I bet that pissed him off so much. He's like, I'm going to put the bell on myself.
Well, you can tell.
No lie. I could see that.
They don't chant ECW after that.
That's
true. You remember when ECW took over WWE? And Jerry Lawler was totally against it. Yeah. I think he really was that way. I don't think.
Oh, no. Yeah. Lawler hates that whole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he hated that whole thing during that time. I feel like that's real heat.
Yeah, that was real. Yeah.
Dude, to tell you the truth, I think ECW, the hardcore movement, gave wrestling a kick in the ass that it needed.
For sure.
It needed to go somewhere than just the regular. Because you can only go so far in all these type of grappling matches.
Yeah.
And ECW gave you something else and gave you these crazy dudes, introduced you to people like Sabu, Rob Van Dam, like, no doubt. My God. And then to see him do the Van Terminator on freaking Jerry Lynn, and the first time I ever seen it, we were like, holy fuck.
Yeah,
shit.
No lie. RVD was the thing that got me too. Yes. Yeah.
And I mean, you can never see anybody like the homicidal, genocidal freaking Sabu. Yeah. He would do those chair shots at Arabian Facebuster. I mean, there's nothing that dude couldn't do with a chair. Oh, yeah. Like, holy shit.
No doubt.
And he got somebody like the Sandman coming out with a beer can, smoking and smacking it against his head till it bleeds.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fuck, man. What is WWE? I'm turning this shit to this when it was nationally syndicated.
On my illegal scrambled TV box.
Yeah, dude. I feel him, though.
It wasn't so illegal back when it started, like, when they started getting syndicated and coming on. I don't know what channel it was they were coming on.
Okay.
They had, like, that hour show.
It was a TNN, I think.
I think so. But yeah, the pay-per-views are what we were getting illegal.
Yep.
But man, just ECW to me was my favorite company.
Oh, yeah.
And then, it was the funnest time to be a wrestling fan when it was alive, I feel like.
And then I was finding other companies as I was digging his hand. I started discovering stuff like XPW. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
And then when Robert Rodriguez brought out the El Rey Network, he brought out Lucha Underground. I thought that was fucking
That was
cool.
Pretty close to ECW vibes.
Yeah, that was cool.
Dude, imagine if Total Fucking Chaos was in Lucha Underground.
Dude, that'd been sick.
That would have made sense.
Well, there's talk about it coming back.
Oh, I could see that. Everything's making a comeback.
I don't know if the El Rey Network is still around, but
I don't know.
There's talk about Lucha Underground.
Yeah, but they could plug that into any channel or internet show. Like, we live in an era where if you have an idea for a show, you could put it out there.
The thing about, I know a couple guys that were in Lucha Underground. They had to sign contracts not to, because it was all taped at one thing.
Yeah.
So you couldn't reveal, like, what happened on the shows. They wouldn't let you, you were under contract for, like, a certain amount of time. So you couldn't work other shows and shit, but they made it worthwhile for the guys. Like,
I think so too. Like, I think they got fair exposure to, like,
well, you got
the rest.
Well, you got to take like 6 months off.
Yeah,
which is nice.
That was the first time too I actually seen guys fighting girls, and I've never seen that other than till I started watching the stuff indies. Like here, I'd see like La Leona taking on dudes, and I'm like, but I'd never seen guys fighting girls. That was unheard of. I mean, even WWE didn't do it for a while. I mean, they started doing it.
They still
China.
Really don't.
Well, they started doing it with China for a little bit, and it was a long time before anybody ever punched China. And Stone Cold finally got the stunner. That's why I'm wondering if somebody's ever going to shut up Rhea Ripley. I want to see her get her ass knocked out.
That'd be pretty cool.
Other wrestling fans are like, I love her. He wants to see her get knocked out.
Hey,
I
want
to see her get knocked out.
I think all hands can be given equally. No, I'm just
kidding. You can't tell me you don't want to see Dominic get the shit kicked out of him.
That little boy, leave him alone. Leave him alone.
That's the first time I hear that perspective on Rhea Ripley. Like, what is it about that whole thing that to you just don't dig? Because there's a certain level that I don't dig it either, to be honest.
Okay.
She's too... Like, she likes to put herself out there and do shit to the men. And I think to where I come from, if you dish it out, you need to take it, you know?
Oh.
She's out there, she's like racking the dudes, or she'll do a move and she'll grab somebody off the turnbuckle or the apron. And you know,
she never gets her comeuppance.
Yeah.
I get you.
And I mean, I want to see somebody like, I mean, it was kind of cool to see Nia Jax fight at this last pay-per-view, even though she lost. The only thing I could say was, well, at least Nia got to beat the shit out of her for a little bit before she lost. But I was cheering for Nia the whole time. And tell you the truth, I really don't care for Nia either. But
yeah, I feel.
But the whole thing is, though, WWE, I mean, it's nothing like it used to be. I mean, the Attitude Era was my favorite by far. All this other stuff today is just, I'm watching indie stuff. I'm watching DFW. I'm watching.
Yeah, I'm on the same page. I really don't watch.
It's just bullshit nowadays, man. The whole thing with Roman Reigns, for 3 years, he's been winning matches because he's had the Usos cheat for him. And then he comes out every week, acknowledge me. For what? Being a pussy that you can't win a fucking match?
We need some guys like the Usos to help us win.
That'd be pretty cool. That's true.
Yeah, actually, we could use some guys like that. That's not a bad one.
Well, if you're going to Mexico, just smoke you a couple of illegals over.
God damn it.
Are you an Uso? Get in the car.
Get in the car, Uso. A missing, we'll get a missing Uso.
Yeah, the Amber Alert's going off. Get in the car. It's all right.
But, I mean, he's somebody, and then I think for this WrestleMania 40, we were supposed to see The Rock versus Roman, and they were going to fight for see who the head of the table was, but everybody started crying. We want to see Cody finish his story. I don't want to see Cody finish his story. I wanted to see The Rock fight Roman, and now I got to see this bullshit where The Rock and Roman are together, and I'm like,
upset. You don't like it.
I want to see The Rock turn on Roman or the Roman turn on Rock.
What if that's what happens?
Well, if it's what happens, I'm going to be cheering and my nipples are going to get hard.
Oh, hey, that's a real wrestling fan right there.
I'll sit there. You ever seen the movie Waterboy?
I've seen the movie.
Okay, I'll be like when he's making that touchdown. Like,
yeah. That was not in Texas. What is that? Was Louisiana, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was Texas.
They let me go.
Think of The Longest Yard. That's Texas.
I think you're thinking of The Longest Yard.
Yeah, Texas. Matter of fact, they filmed part of it down here in Canada. There used to be a house down here.
In your front yard? This is the house?
No, not in our house.
Yeah, it was right in the front yard.
That's not in Canada.
Adam Sandler lives next door.
I wish. Adam Sandler's from your part of the neck of the woods. He's from New York, wasn't he? He was born in Brooklyn or something like that.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
So what else on the indie scene outside of DFW has interested you? Or is it just the DFW stuff that gets you guys interested?
There is stuff that I really want to go to because we've had it. We're getting opportunities to go, but we just haven't got to go yet. We're going to go to Rampage here in a couple of months. We're going to go down there because we've had an opportunity to go. So we're finally going to get up and go. We want to go when you and Robert go to Arkansas sometime. Me and Marcus want to go. And,
oh, that Arkansas spot goes. And, that spot goes hard. It's fucking.
Yeah, we want to go to that one day and ride down there and follow you guys down there. We want to go to RCW.
Mm. San Antonio.
Yeah, right. Want to go there. Want to go to Jazz and Roddy.
San Antonio Matthews. Also. Yeah. Oh, you could do a 2-for-1. You could probably hit both spots.
Well. With Haas, he's going to, we know Haas Holding, one of the guys down there.
Good people.
And he's going to help get us set up with Rodney and Jazz to do an interview with.
Nice.
I mean, I've already.
Rodney's fucking good people, too. And Jazz, they're awesome.
I grew up watching them.
They're awesome. Awesome people.
Jazz was an ECW champ.
Yeah, man. That's true.
She was the champ in ECW, then came to WWE and was champ for a little bit.
Yeah.
Is she from Texas?
No, I don't know where she's from. May be from Louisiana. I think she's from Louisiana.
Where the water boy is based. Are we the coolest, biggest interview that you've had on the show?
By far.
All right, there you go. We already won that one. All right, cool. We already won that one.
So, all right.
Hell yeah.
You gotta come back, Will.
Will's definitely coming back.
Depends on how good this is.
I told him he needs to move here from New York.
Oh, man. I don't know. You ready for that?
I think we're moving to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I like Vegas too. Yeah, I think I'm a Vegas person.
We're moving to Las Vegas.
I like Vegas.
You can go down there and gamble. And...
No, I don't even gamble. Gamble?
They just, no, I really never. Every time I go to Vegas, I never spend in a slot.
Yeah.
One time I found a $5 bill on the floor with some coke in it, and I just sprinkled it off because I'm not trying to get fentanyl. Yeah. And I gambled the $5 and I didn't have to spend anything.
That's fine.
Well, when you go down there, I guess see if you can find Benny's house because Benny Paul had a house down there somewhere.
Oh, no shit. I didn't know he had a Vegas house.
He had a big, nice Vegas house.
Because they tore his house here.
That's so stupid.
Yeah,
man.
They should have
kept it up.
At least Dime's house is still set up.
Yeah, and it's down there, not too far from here.
Yeah, it's not far at all.
Is a dragon or whatever used to be on the roof still on the roof?
No, they have the dragon like in the front yard now. And a tour bus.
What are you guys talking about?
Dimebag Darrell, the guitarist from Pantera. He lives here.
Dude, they were from Arlington.
He was like a legendary partier, house parties to right. 5 a.m. every night.
Oh, dude, there were stories that I used to hear from him. Like, and this is getting off the topic from wrestling, but real quick.
Is he not on the podcast?
He's dead now.
We'll
have a seance with him.
Right.
We'll do a seance. I'm down for seance.
There's a story that went that he had a bunch of pizzas delivered to his house one night at a party, and the guy came up and was going to deliver the pizzas, and he got out of his car, and Dime said, hey, why don't you stay and join in the party? He's like, I can't. I got to deliver all these pizzas. Dime went and delivered all the pizzas for him while the guy stayed at his house and partied.
That's fucking cool.
What a cool guy.
Dude, there's so many cool stories about him around here. It's insane.
He was a cool dude, man. I got to meet him a couple times. He was a really cool dude.
And you couldn't get him to come into your house and do a podcast.
This is before I started doing any kind of podcast.
This is back in the day.
Definitely back in the day.
What are you showing me? What is that?
Oh, that's a show that I promoted.
The gig he used to run.
That was a show that I put on at the Row Club in Fort Worth.
Oh,
it was called Band Together too, and I had all these different bands.
I like that.
All these death metal bands.
I like that. Okay. All right.
I brought all the fans. It was a free show too. Five bands from Dallas, five bands from Fort Worth.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
That's cool.
We even had a punk band.
Yeah.
There you go.
Those losers.
Hedonistic punk vocals.
Oh,
they're pretty cool.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool.
That sounds pretty cool.
It does sound pretty cool.
Sounds pretty cool.
So I guess to wrap up where we're going to be this weekend, just so everybody listening has an idea. Friday, we are Bomb City Bar Fights in Amarillo at Scooter's Bar and Grill. Catch us there. It's a total fucking chaos takeover happening on Friday. If you're in the Amarillo area, come say hi. We got some special gifts for you. The next day, we were booked for NAW in Joshua, Texas. That is now canceled. I've been messaged tons of times about it. It is now canceled. We are not going to be on that show. But we're looking to fill in Saturday, so we're also open to it. If there is anybody out there that wants to fill up Saturday or Sunday or even early Monday, we are. We're in for it, so holler at us.
Do they do wrestling on Mondays here?
Oh, dude, it's Texas.
Hey, does Advanced Pro Wrestling have anything going on Saturday night?
They might, but I've been trying to reach out to them for a while, and they're not having it. So
MPX?
I think they're at the Epic. I'm not trying to promote their shit.
They are. I think they're at the Grand Prairie this week.
That's they got their own thing. They can promote their own goddamn show. Yeah. But as far as we go, we're looking to fit in anywhere. So holler at us on our socials. High Pitch Will.
Total fucking chaos on the Instagram, you know.
There you go. And
we post cool shit all the time.
All the time.
I manage like 7 guys.
Well, I got to get you on Facebook before you leave and catch your number from you and keep in touch with you, man.
Yeah.
Because when you got something big happening, we'll bring you back on the show and have you call in from New York.
I'll call in from wherever. There you go.
Yeah.
He can update you on all the 7 members. We have 7, right? 7 members so far.
You can call us as you're wandering aimlessly around an airport drunk.
There you go. Hey, that's a good episode waiting to happen.
So this week is Texas. Next week, I got a show in Rochester, New York. The next week after that is West Virginia. The next week after that is Toronto. The next week after that is Richmond, West Virginia. The next week after that is Detroit.
Damn.
The next week after that is Montreal. The next week after that is West Virginia. Then I have to drive to Detroit.
So you're going to be on the road a lot here.
Every weekend.
Okay, so what's going on in West Virginia, I have to ask?
Morgantown, West Virginia. I've never been disrespected more in my entire life. They said it's a punk show.
Oh, man.
And it's a redneck show there.
It's a wrestling company called Negative Outlook. Ooh. And they said it's a punk show. There'll be 3 punk bands, 3 matches, and they have burlesque chicks. So it's a fun show, and I drove all the way from New York just to check it out, and I got gusseted, plated in the fucking head. We got beat up.
Yeah, that was rough. I saw the footage.
We got beat up, and at Fuck West Virginia, I go, all right, here's why I got beat up. I'll explain. Here's what I made up.
Yeah, fill it in.
I took the microphone. Well, all right, so these guys are pretending to be punk, and all right, my boys jumped them from behind. That did happen. Cody and Hardcore did attack him from behind. I did take the microphone. I was upset. I wanted to
Preferably
let
them
know. So. I go, hey, you're going to pretend to be punk, and you give me this shit, and it's not punk. And that's why we got beat up. But we came back, and then we hired this new kid, Brandon St. James. We got our comeuppance, but the next one's going to be a tag team match. Nice. Hardcore and Brandon versus these fucking... rednecks.
So are you going with him to Virginia?
No, I am not. Not this time.
He
needs backup.
They're more loaded on the north than they are in the south. That's for sure.
I'm here to. We're thinking of coming down here. We're bringing the boys down here.
There you go.
So far, it seems like it's going well.
So far, I don't think
you need the backup. So far, you guys have all been.
He's on standby.
That's true. There you go.
Well, standby. Yeah, we're ready to go.
We're always on standby. Every member is always on standby.
We're all on standby, yeah.
At any given time, we could be anywhere.
We're sitting at the airport just waiting to get on that plane.
Right now. If he remembers.
Or with our thumbs out. Depends who it is, I guess.
Oh, really?
Drinking margaritas in the airport. Just
sitting you on the side of the road, even with your pants like that, trying to hitchhike.
Yeah, help us. Well, help us.
Another surprise announcement I want to bring to your podcast. Just announced... I mean, it's not announced. I'm about to announce it.
Okay.
Is I will be doing Mexico, and I will be at Zona 23, which is Zona 23, coming in April for Borracho Pro. So I haven't announced that anywhere. That's exclusive to here. We'll be TFC will be in Mexico in April.
Yeah,
I like that.
Was that? Yeah.
There you go. I think it's April. It's in my books. Give me a second. Let me see when that is.
Well, I might come down for that. Are you driving in?
No, I'm flying in.
What if I flew there and met you then?
That'd be fucking dope.
Hold on, I kind of want to go to Mexico.
Bring your sombrero.
That's going to be...
I'll buy you when I get there.
If you go to Mexico, you're going to wind up in Mexico jail.
It's the 11th
What month?
11th to the 14th in April.
What?
I will be in Mexico. I'll be all over Mexico. There's other promotions I'll be working. I'll be working about 3 times. that whole weekend. So it's going to be TFC.
Yeah, I got to put this on Facebook. Got to see the takeover in Mexico.
Yeah, it'll be on. I'll keep up with my socials. I'll update you there as well. April through the 14th. April 11th through the 14th.
I got to go to Virginia.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. I'm there to carry the flag and fucking impale it into somebody.
I don't need a flag, Major. I need a banner.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You need a banner so that way you can hook it, bring it out. You should have something when you go to bar fights up there.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
No, we used to spray paint on the wall.
There you go. Well, we just spray paint somebody. We could do some NWO.
Big white wall.
Oh, that's a big white wall.
I would just spray paint total fucking kiss right now. You know what? I'm going to do it right now. What,
oh, shit.
You guys stop me? You guys going to stop me?
Dude, stop at Walmart. Grab something. Grab like a sheet and spray paint it and go in carrying
it. We'll do something. We'll figure something out. But yeah, that's all the breaking news coming from TFC. Will's going to be everywhere. I'm going to be in Mexico. We got big things going on this year. So watch out. Keep an eye out for us. Will's always uploading our stuff on Deathmatch Elite on the Facebook group. Feel free to check us out there. All
right.
We have all the Insta, Facebook. What are we on? Just Insta and Facebook at this point?
Yeah, it's all.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You can find us on either. I'm really Avian Axel is my handle on Instagram. Facebook. Find me there.
Facebook.
Facebook is Avian Axel. In parentheses, you can put El Borracho and you can find me that way. So anyway, you want to get a hold of us if you're a fan, a promoter, a hater. I really don't give a fuck, but reach out and touch us. Say what's up.
Let us know. All right, we got to go to Amarillo.
We do. We're on the road to Amarillo now, guys.
Thank you for being on our show.
Yeah.
And we hope to have you back soon.
Yeah, we'll be back soon. Thank you guys so much for letting us fuck your spot up and having fun.
We enjoyed
it. Great, man.
We enjoyed it.
Hell yeah.
He set it on fire for the next person coming in.
Right, hell yeah.
Yeah, let's get out here before that guy shows up.
Yeah, it's that tank.
He's an hour away.
That tank. Well, we got to be an hour on the road already. We're behind.
All right.
Thank you guys for having us. Well, TFC out.
All right. So much for the takeover. So, guys, until next time, I'm Knuckles.
I'm Poppy.
And we'll see you at the matches.
You've been listening to another episode of Side Hustles and Turnbuckles. Make sure you follow our Facebook page to keep up with everything that we've got going on. Until next time, this is Big Skinny with the Podsec Studio in Fort Worth, Texas. We'll see ya at the matches.